Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. USA Radio News.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
America's largest city is forcing a vaccine mandate on the private sector.
New York City is imposing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers as a preemptive measure to fight a surge of COVID cases this winter, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike.
The mandate covers 184,000 businesses and will go into effect on December 27th, and it doesn't give unvaccinated employees the option to get tested regularly, de Blasio said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett denied Monday that he staged an anti-gay racist attack on himself, testifying at his trial that there was no hoax. Jussie Smollett will resume testifying in his defense today. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It was 80 years ago. The United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Hey, it is time for the one and only, yes, Dr. George Barna, who joins us now. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. Good to get past the first part of the holidays. Moving on.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. We survived Thanksgiving and the tryptophane, you know, from, you know, I love cold turkey sandwiches, but it knocks me out. I don't know what it is. I don't recall 10 years ago having this kind of effect on me. I don't know. Am I getting older, or is this a possibility of a new ACU study or something?
All I can tell you is that naps are underrated. That's all I'm going
yes.
to say. Okay.
I agree with you, but boy, I'll tell you this. Anyway, whatever. That aside, you know, we don't want to kill the turkey industry. We got enough things already attacking different elements of our American economy, and the last thing they need to hear from me and you is something that's going to injure the economy all the more. But hey, we're here to talk about mental health issues, and your focus is on millennials. And as I was reading this study, I'm thinking, wow, this almost applies across the board. I understand we're talking about, you know, the young people that are affected, but this seems to be, if I might say, a modern day pandemic or the mental health issues that just about every demographic in America is dealing with.
Well, it is true. I mean, when you get rid of the foundation stones of our culture and our lives, and you start looking for new solutions, you start relying on alternative ways of living, it's only natural that new problems are going to spring up. And what we've got throughout the country is people who now don't even remember the old ways, or maybe weren't taught the new ways when we talk about young people. And so they don't have anything to fall back on, so it becomes even scarier. So, right. You know, with our new study showing the skyrocketing levels of mental illness in the country, that's been confirmed by the mental health industry. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty shocking, but it's something that we can't keep turning our backs on.
Exactly. Well, we're seeing the manifestation of some of this mental anxiety, you know, whether we're looking at, you know, congested streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, other parts of the country. And people just want to write that off so quickly. But I think about the next layer. What about the other people who are suffering silently, George?
Well, I mean, that's huge. And then you can layer something else on top of that, which is when you look at all of the people coming over our borders right now from other nations. Many of them are coming with real emotional and mental issues. And I don't say that in any kind of derogatory or pejorative way. It's just the reality of who is drawn to America because they think that it'll be a place that will deal with those things better than their native land has. But that puts even more pressure on our system, which right now is already broken in this area. And so, yeah, I mean, we've got to pay attention.
Well, and you bring up something that is all part of the, you know, the Advent week of hope. And this is what people are looking to. They're you know, and even some people have been falsely, you know, trained to look to the government for hope as opposed to God. And we're looking for hope in all the wrong places, are we not?
We are, you know, and it's so interesting because one of the reasons why people look to government is because right now we've got an administration that keeps talking about, oh, we'll take care of it. It's going to be free. Don't worry. And,
right.
And the reality is it's not free when it comes from the government. There are always strings attached. Those institutions are already overwhelmed with what they've been charged to do. They can't take on these new kinds of issues that they're unprepared and underfunded for. And yet the one who will give the free help that people need, God himself, is exactly the one that people are not paying attention to. So we
exactly.
need to reorient people's attention to go to the real healer.
Yeah, good point there, because it's not like the government has a track record of success on these issues, does it?
No, in fact, you know, in studying this, what we found is that many of the issues that we're faced with in America today is because the government pulled back. You know, they had created a reliance upon government systems. The government pulled back as it's wont to do. You know, it'll serve you, it'll stop serving you, it'll serve you, it'll stop serving you. There's this constant tug of war that goes on with government services. It doesn't make sense for us to become reliant upon government. You never know when it's going to be there. You never know what kind of quality you're going to get. The only one that really provides that kind of quality is God.
Amen. And you said at the opening that we have foregone, you know, tradition. We've ignored lessons of the past. Maybe for these young people, they just haven't heard the lessons experientially. They're not getting anecdotal information, what they're being taught in, sadly, in too many educational institutions across the country, is this faux religion, this empty religion. They're gods that cannot speak. They don't smell. They don't taste. They don't produce anything. They're just there for show and no go. And you know, and it's nothing new, because there's nothing new under the sun, as the wisest man that ever traveled the planet, Solomon himself, noted quite clearly. The other thing is that God clearly said to us that people without vision will cast off restraint. And this is where we are right now. We're in chaos, without restraint, without any kind of bumper rails to you know, hold our thinking into some level of proper common sense, or you know, maybe, you know, I guess maybe that's the word, just proper common sense.
Yeah, you know, and one of the great things that Mark Twain once said is common sense ain't. And I think that really kind of
yes.
you know, describes what's going on in America today. What we have is a population of people who are doing what's right in their own eyes. They're failing to,
that's right.
refusing to seek God's wisdom, which is the only real wisdom that exists. And that explains why, for instance, the research is showing that adolescents, people in the 13 to 18-year-old age bracket, 49% of them have one or more types of mental illness that they're wrestling with already in their life. And so, yeah, I mean, this is if there was ever a call or a time for us to turn back to God, to repent of many of the things that got us in these situations, and to rely more and more on him, to the point where we rely solely on him, now is that time.
Yeah, George, and you would think about it, you know, especially us, you know, who have gone through this, and we've experienced this. We understand the law of gravity. We understand and appreciate the mistakes that we made, and we have come to know a very loving and forgiving God who extends his grace and mercy. We need to be that voice to these young people. I can only imagine, as a professor, in talking to some of these young kids, as you lay out this data, are you seeing, you know, the light bulbs turning on here?
Slowly. I mean, you know, it's an uphill battle. I mean, even at a, you know, a very devoted Christian campus, such as the one that I'm on, you find that the kids are overwhelmed by all the information from the media. They're still on their screens. That's where they're getting their news about what happens in the world. So they're fighting this daily moment-to-moment battle of trying to reconcile what the world is telling them with what God's Word is telling them, with what God's people are telling them. And so it's still a struggle for them. So it takes time. It takes a lot of investment in the lives of these people. And for parents, you know, and those of us who are grandparents, we have to realize this is a very different battle than our parents had to fight with us. This is one where we've got to be even more invested.
We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
As promised. us. We're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. George Barna is with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, you were just talking about the preponderance of media, faux media information that has become, unfortunately, driven by narrative and by, in some cases, just flat-out lies. And it's no wonder that our kids have been persuaded to enter into the realm of that stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar referred to. But it's all just, this fake information, this fake news stuff that's bombarding the kids. And, and I think back when the apostle was poisoned, and, they said, wait a minute, this is bad porridge. It's the death of death is in this porridge. Go and get me good porridge. Get me some good stuff here to counteract the bad stuff. And that's what America, I believe, is screaming for right now, or maybe it should be screaming for, and that we're in need of, dire need of, is the pure information, the whole truth, and nothing but to counteract all this faux media stuff that's out there.
Well, it's true. One of the things that I wrestle with students, and when I go to churches or wherever I'm speaking, and people are asking questions and making statements, the question I have to keep coming back to is, but what is truth? How do you know what truth is? So yes, you've got to do your homework, and don't just take what the media tell you at face value. Don't take what your peers tell you at face value. Dig in deeper, figure it out, but also then compare it to Scripture. Because we know there's only one body of information that is always true, and that is God's Word. So you've got to keep going back and forth between these, finding that point of reconciliation, while at the same time understanding that part of what our culture is about is manipulation. There are people who are looking out for their best interests, and they're not about manipulating you to get there. So you have to become savvy to that. You have to become sensitive to it. Know it when you experience it. Help other friends of yours, other people that you interact with, to learn what you're learning about how some of the things that you thought were truth is not truth. What I find is that often people are scared to admit that because they don't want other people to say, oh my gosh, that person got taken. What an idiot they are. Mm-hmm. We're all idiots. We're all being taken all the time.
Exactly.
Because our natural inclination is to believe what people tell us. We want to believe that other people are good, but the Scriptures tell us, no, they're not. And so, again, we got to keep going back to God's Word and realigning our thinking so that it's in the right place.
Well, that pondersome question, what is truth? I mean, that is what Pontius Pilate asked of Jesus. He's standing in front of truth himself. I just picture this. Every time I think about this, George, he's standing in front of the very truth, the truth of God, and he's asking, what is truth? And, it's just one of those missed moments. And I think, time and again, when you look through human history, these appointed times that God has given us, how dangerous it is when we miss those appointed times. And I think that Pontius Pilate probably something, for him to even ask that question leads me to believe that this was something that he asked of himself, maybe at 3:00 in the morning, waking up from dead sleep, going, what is truth? And here he is at his appointed time. He's in front of truth and he has no revelation. And so he continues with his chaotic life.
Well, and one of the things that we can say about Pontius Pilate is that, of course, he was filling a position of leadership. And so that's a position of even greater responsibility, because your decisions are going to impact the lives of many others. You're going to be taking them down different paths of life. So you better make sure that you know what the truth is so that you're not leading people astray. A few minutes ago, you alluded to Proverbs 29:18. About the fact that when people don't have God's vision as the thing that they're aligning their life to, they throw off restraint. They run wild, depending on the biblical translation you look at.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what leaders have to protect us from doing, by making sure that we're not following their personal vision, but that what we're doing is trying to figure out what is God's vision for my life, for my family, for my company, for my school, for my nation, and that's the thing that we line up with. Because if we're pursuing a person's vision, a group's vision, an organization's vision, that's anything other living gods. We're just walking down the wrong path.
You see, and that idea, George, was what our founding fathers addressed and said must be. The people believed that if you were going to be a leader, then you better be connected to God. If you're not, don't bother to apply. And here we are 250 years later, and we've got these leaders that, and even more so today with the Marxists who have come into our governmental operations, that don't believe in God. They believe in the God of government, not in the God of the universe. It's no wonder that America finds itself where it is today. If we don't have a serious revival and a turning to God, you know, America is done, George.
Well, yeah, and that's always the case, Bill. Of course, you know, if you ever get off base, you know, you've got issues. One of the things that I find interesting in our culture today is that language, of course, that makes such a big difference. This is one of the big postmodern ideas: is that language is really what determines everything. And so there's been a lot of distortion with our language. And so the fact that we call certain people leaders, even though they don't really lead, they're just manipulating for their own benefit. You look at how many people in this country call themselves Christians. They love that label, but they're not really disciples of Jesus. You
right.
look at the idea of science. And so right now we've got people in government who keep talking about, well, we're just following the science. But in point of fact, they're doing exactly the opposite. So we've got to be very conscious of the fact that we are being manipulated. There is a lot of distortion of the facts under the label of truth. We got to be looking at all these labels and being a little more skeptical.
And to your point, I mean, all this distortion, which takes us away from the truth, it is what is amping up the anxiety and depressing, especially the young people. Because it's one thing if you're adult and you've had a little bit of life under your belt, you can kind of ride this out. But if this is the first wave of disruption, you know, serious disruption that you're dealing with, and you have little to draw back on, it's no wonder that our kids are unhinged right now.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is a domino game. You know, one of the things in this new report is that, okay, so we find this big issue with mental health where 54% of millennials say they're frequently dealing with anxiety, depression, and fear. What we discovered is that that radically impacts their relationships, their ability to know people, trust people, love people, interact meaningfully with people. That in turn impacts their career choices and their career performance. I mean, it's an endless cycle here where once you let these things get out of control and you take your eyes off God and all you're doing now is you put your eyes on yourself, where it's like, oh, I'm not feeling well. Well, get your eyes off yourself. Deal with God. Put your energy into the right thing, which is that relationship with God, and that will put things right.
Well, and look at what happens here, as you mentioned, as these young kids have such fear and anxiety, they'd much rather cohabitate than to get married because somehow that's safer, right?
Well, that's the theory here. And I mean, that's one of the things that we're finding is that they're ambivalent about getting married. Fewer of them are getting married. They're getting married later. The marriages are lasting shorter periods of time. They're preferring cohabitation. Almost everyone who does get married these days is cohabited. We find that there's a correlation between that and divorce. They're less interested in having children because it produces more anxiety and pressure in their life. I mean, again, it's just a cycle where we got to get back to, you know, where did all this start?
You know, are we going to see things the way God sees them, or are we going to see them the way the government tells us we're supposed to see things?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, without acknowledging the existence and the authority of God, no wonder anxiety and fear are running rampant. You know, when you have a worldview that believes in things like karma, no wonder you're always looking behind yourself, worrying what's coming after me. It all comes back to worldview. We got to recognize God is God. He's there. He cares. He's involved. We're not God. He created us for his purposes. Let's play our role and enjoy life the way that he intended it to be.
He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barn has been with us. George, thank you as always. Appreciate the time and the insight.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And it is the day that will live forever in infamy, even 80 years later. It remains that day. And today we honor those who lost their lives in the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The memory of their courage and sacrifice will never fade. This is according to the Department of Defense and their bulletin that they sent out. Again, we're reminded of the exceptionalism and the greatness of this country of ours. And we are so blessed to be Americans, to live in America. And, you know, even in spite of all that we are dealing with right now, I believe that we have the wherewithal. We have intestinal fortitude to rise and rise above these challenges. And when I say rise above, I don't mean escape them. I think these challenges are what, just like what happened 80 years ago. This is what defines the character of a country and a people here. And so in the midst of the chaos and all that we're dealing with right now, I'm not overly concerned because I have faith in the American people and I have faith in the God we serve. And being a man of faith, you know, here we are in the second week of Advent, which is all about faith. And but anyway, we'll talk more about that. But right now we're joining my good friend, yes, the Cajun Crusher, the one and only Jeff Kerwer. And you can hear him in the background as we join up right now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
All right, my friend, doing great.
Hey, I guess we can say today is such a day, a hallowed day, that we remember 80 years ago that our country was attacked at Pearl Harbor, and a defining moment. And we've had several defining moments, critical moments like this that have developed the character of this great nation.
Yes. It really did. It's amazing to think what we accomplished during World War II, that we defeated enemies in the European theater and in the Pacific, that we were able to do all this in such a short period of time, that in 3.5 years the world was saved. It was really an amazing accomplishment. It is the greatest generation. I'm proud my dad served in World War II, and just look back, you know, finally his experiences when he was alive. He used to always talk about his service and, you know, just admire that generation for what they did for the world.
Yeah, they really lived an exemplary life, Jeff. Like your dad, my dad also served in World War II. He was in the European theater at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton as a medic. And I think, I can only imagine, because my dad was a very humble man. And he rarely spoke of what happened in World War II and those in his experiences there. We saw some pictures and things of him being there in the theater. But you know, as a medic, I often think about how many men, you know, saw my father. That was the last person that they saw before they passed.
Yeah, you know, sobering to think about. But thank God for people like my father and your father and that generation for what they did. And General Patton, boy, talk about a hero, a military genius.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I don't know if we make generals like that anymore, Bill.
I maintain that if we'd have listened and done what Patton wanted to do, probably half the problems we were dealing with today would be no more, or they would never have happened.
Right.
In my humble opinion. But you see, this is the part of the problem. When you politicize the military and you don't let the generals do what generals do, generals go, they blow things up, they destroy things. And that's what brings you to the bargaining table. And there's a place and time for the generals, and there's a place and time for the diplomats. And the diplomats, really, they get in the way when they enter into the field of battle.
Yes, and you know, the situation we're in today is so troubling when they're trying to make the military woke, and we've got these politicized people in charge, and I worry about our country, and I worry about the threats that we're going to be facing. I don't think China and Russia have PC generals and woke transferring of their militaries, Bill.
Yeah, they wouldn't last long. And clearly what they're doing right now, they're putting this administration to the test with their aggressive moves. This has been going on for a long time. It wasn't even under Trump that President Xi stopped building any of these islands in the China Sea. You know, he was moving along just like Iran has continued to move forward with their nuclear ambitions. And we've got Russia sitting on the border of Ukraine. But you wonder, okay, well, where is America? Where is the Biden administration? Oh, we're just not going to send diplomats to the China Olympics.
Pitiful.
Wow.
Pitiful.
Wow.
We should not be participating in the genocide games and not be giving Beijing that kind of PR and the money that's going to come with that. And, you know, we've got our networks are going to be broadcasting. And I think it's a shame. I really do. I understand the athletes have been training, Bill, but we don't want to give that kind of victory to the Chinese. Look at what they've done to the world with this pandemic.
Right. Wasn't it not that long ago that Major League Baseball decided to pull out a All-Star game out of Georgia because, you know, because of a voting
election
proposal?
Election reform. Bills.
So I mean, you know, I guess it's okay with the wokistas that if you go ahead and commit genocide and harvest, you know, less than organs, it's okay, I guess. Right?
That's a very good point. They seem to turn a blind eye toward China. Nike is profiting off of slave labor. The NBA, my gosh, they're in bed with the Chinese. Thank goodness for, we talked about him before.
Enos Kanter, Freedom, yes.
Yes,
yes, exactly.
Mr. Freedom.
Yes. Yes.
Not too many like him, Bill.
And here he is, a recent, nationalized citizen of the country. And see, this is what you love about people who are recently nationalized. Their passion and fervor and knowledge of our country, much more advanced, dare I say, than a college graduate today, sadly.
Yes. That is so true. And a college graduate whose parents have maybe paid, $60,000, $70,000 a year?
Yes, exactly.
Quarter
of $1 million they've poured into this education to be indoctrinated. Right. And here you've got a naturalized citizen that can barely speak the language, but they know more about the country. And I would dare say that we could probably have a constitutional Super Bowl between recently naturalized citizens and some elected officials in our government. What do you think would happen?
I would put my money on the recently naturalized citizens. I would say
you and me would win,
hands down.
Well, Jeff Cruer, your recent column was spot on regarding this crime wave, this lawlessness that is spreading across the country, especially in urban areas, and the consistent identifier in these cities is these are cities that are controlled by Democrats that are promoting Democratic policies, and they're wondering, why they're getting this kind of behavior. It's amazing.
I know. New Orleans is one. I'm right here in a city that has not had a Republican mayor in 150 years. You look at some of these other urban areas, Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, L.A., San Francisco, all led by Democrats. Crime is rampant. Look at the smash and grab robberies that are going on. Murder rate is up in these big cities. And it's a consistent thing. The Democrat policies lead to this. They want to go after the police, the defunding the police initiative, all in these Democrat areas. Now, Jen Psaki said the other day, Bill, that it was all about the pandemic.
Yeah, right.
That is ridiculous.
Well, the other thing, think about their messed up thinking here, Jeff. They think that they are serving the black communities with these liberal policies. And the black community is saying, you're killing us. What are you doing? And, so here you've got these supposedly compassionate progressives, mostly whites, dare I say, and who are kowtowing to this illusion. And then, of course, you got Antifa and Black Lives Matter and these other elements involved here, whipping up this racial divide. But meanwhile, you have the people that supposedly these policies are supposed to serve, and they're saying, this is not working. We don't want to defund police. We need more police.
Exactly. And
is this absurd?
These folks that are being poorly served are going to start moving away from the Democratic Party. I think it's already happening.
They're already doing it. Yeah, we saw it in the last election, without a doubt. Well, Jeff Cruer, always an honor to have you on the show. We appreciate the time. And we've got to part ways. And it's always with sweet sorrow, my friend. Merry Christmas to you.
Bill,
take care.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Great to be with you.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 1171-2. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Great to have you with us. Happy Tuesday on December the 7th as we remember 80 years ago another character builder and something that people want to so often forget. You know, as Jeff Cruer said, the world's greatest generation were the generation of our parents and, you know, grandparents who participated in World War II and the legacy that they left for us. Quite amazing. Samantha, we're connected with Samantha Mao and suddenly disconnected. So that's all right. We'll talk a little bit more about this. But, you know, this is the thing, you know, that people, you know, forget. And you've got these... The attitude of some people in this country, sadly, that do not appreciate the greatness of this country, and they don't want to remember 80 years ago. They don't want to remember a day that will live in infamy because it reflects the character of this country. And think about where we were at that point in time and who was leading the world. It wasn't America at the time. It was after World War II and what we invested and how we all came together. I mean, this was all hands on deck for the most part. When you think about, you know, the men that volunteered, the women that volunteered for military service, the families and men and women here domestically that did the service for the military here because we needed a supply chain. We needed materials. And everybody participated and sacrificed during that period of time. And basically, we saved the world. This country, with the help of our allies, saved the world. But by and large, without America, forget it. Adolf Hitler would have taken over the world. They would have been the dominant power. And it would not be America, who has been fair-minded and been one to help so many other countries. Have we been perfect all the way? I'm not suggesting that. But I'm suggesting that it's okay, too, to pause for just a moment and talk about the times we got it right. And this was one of the times, in my humble opinion. Samantha Mao is with us right now. She's the Good News Girl, and we're going to talk about the latest viral videos that she has on hand. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing terrific. We survived Thanksgiving. We're in the second week of Advent here as we prepare for a very holy Christmas day and get ready to receive and accept the greatest present that God ever gave his creation. And I'm just so excited. And this second week is the week where we focus on faith. These are the things that we look at. We just have in our heart this sense that yes, it is true. We haven't seen it. We haven't felt it yet. But because we believe in God, we have this this sense of faith. And it's more than a sense. It's a conviction that all that God said will in fact happen. Right?
Oh yeah, and this time of the year is always. I think it's just really special. You just kind of start to see a side of people that comes out. We always have good news stories all year round, but there seems to be an abundance of that kind of emotion and feeling happening, and I don't think it's a coincidence that it's during this time of the year.
Well, I think people are pausing, and they're being grateful and thankful for what's been happening in their lives, and that, hey, look at, we've been battling COVID, and that, all the other things that we've been dealing with, rising inflation, a government that seems to be in chaos, and the pressure is on. Fortunately, we have a system of government where we, the people, are in charge, and this is what many of us are hoping and praying for, is that we the people will come together in a concerted area, in a united effort to right the ship here. But speaking of these good news stories, this is one I think you've talked about before. This is amazing. We got a wrong number that led to a 20-year friendship between a Florida woman and a Rhode Island man. How did that connect? Remind everybody.
Okay, so this is actually Gladys Hankerson. She lives in Florida. She has a sister who lives in Maryland. But instead of dialing the area code 410, she dialed 401, which accidentally connected her with a guy named Mike Moffitt from Rhode Island. And so this happened, about 20 years ago. And Mike was talking about how sweet and southern Gladys was. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, child, let me hang up, and just hangs up the first time. But then over the next few weeks, it kind of keeps happening. When you get something wrong in your head like that, and we were down, 20 years ago.
She keeps calling him. She keeps misdialing. Oh, my God. She's got this dyslexic fixation. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. It's happened to all of us. Well, it's definitely happened to me where I just kind of have something in my head, and once it's set like that, it's very hard for me to switch it. And, it kind of worked out. I think it was kind of like one of those things, kind of God's plan for her to keep calling this guy. Because over the next few weeks, she calls a few more times. And finally, whenever he grabbed the phone and she's about to hang up again, of course, she's apologizing, sorry for bothering you. And he's like, wait, before you go, who are you? Where are you from? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to reach? And so she ends up telling him, she's trying to reach her sister. And over the years, they start connecting. And Gladys has she has 10 children, and he has 3. And, when they ended up connecting, she had just lost one of her sons, and she was going through a divorce, and it was just a time in her life where she kind of really needed somebody. And then after all these years of being friends, they finally met this Thanksgiving for the first time in person.
Wow. This past Thanksgiving? Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wonderful? And you just kind of, and he's like, I wish there was more people doing that in the world. And 20 years ago, I think one of the things people should remember too, it's like we were actually dialing phones, so that's how she kept doing it. That wouldn't happen as easily today. It might happen in a different way, like the text messaging thing with the grandma and her buddy that we've been covering for years.
And they're probably saying, why did it take us 20 years to get together?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, they were talking about, like, different moments in their relationship. And I know one of the points that he realized that they were more than just acquaintances, that they had really formed a connection, was when Gladys's son actually called Mike to tell him about one of her relatives passing away. And he's just like, this is, like, that's kind of like moving forward from just acquaintances to family,
Yeah, you're starting to come into the inner circle here, right? Yeah.
That's right. And I love the stories like this, and it's an older black lady and a younger white guy, and like, you know, those stories, you just, like, people from all different walks of life can have these beautiful friendships, and I think this is one of those stories that reminds you of that. You know, a lot of times the media kind of focuses on, you know, our differences, and those things are usually very superficial, and if you only focus on,
you know what you're going to start here, right? You know what you're going to start. Well, people are going to go and start misdialing. They're going to misdial for numbers. They're going to start misdialing, and who knows, they're going to set up great relationships. But don't wait for 20 years. You can invite them over for Christmas dinner and, you know, get on with the friendship a lot sooner. That's what a sweet story. This next one, you got a stranger that keeps Iowa man's Christmas lights tradition going. What happened?
Okay, so every year, a man named Dale Marks has been putting up a massive Christmas lights display. This is in Des Moines. And he actually does it not just to, you know, not just for the fun looks, which we all appreciate. I always love people who go all out for Christmas. I'll go and just stare. it's just a special look. But he does it to raise money for the Food Bank of Iowa. And it's become part of a neighborhood tradition. Well, this year he had a couple heart attacks and a stroke, and he's just too weak to put up. Just too weak to put up the lights. Of course, you know, a local construction worker, Bob Coffey, who actually owns a construction company, Bob the Builder, he overhears this. He's never met Dale, but he's like, you know what? Like, we're going to do something about this. We're not going to let this tradition go down this year. So him and his crew end up going and working for hours, and they estimated there's at least 10,000 lights that they're putting out, different lines of lights.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. they end
That's
up
a lot of lights.
Oh, yeah. And they put bins at the end of the yard so that people can leave food or money, and they've given out like 28,000 meals. It's just a really amazing thing over there. And Bob was talking about he had never met Dale, but you know, it was all worth it when he was watching Dale and his wife from the window as they're putting up the lights, and as he's leaving, you know, they're crying and he's crying, and it's amazing how giving to people can really fill your own heart.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is what we love about community and friends like this, and friends yet to be made. I love this next story. Here, somebody's recovering from heart surgery. He gets a get well card with a bonus, huh?
That's right. So a man in Massachusetts, Alexander McLeese, he received three scratch off tickets from his friend Larry. And as he's scratching it off, he starts to realize that he might be a winner. And then, he revealed the word heart. You know, he's in the hospital from having open heart surgery. He reveals the word heart on the bottom row of the puzzle, and it turns out he's one of 20 winners that wins the $1 million prize. And
wow!
Can you imagine? It's just kind of serendipity for it.
It's totally destiny, right? Even a heart is on the card, the scratcher as well. Oh my gosh, that's great. $1 million is
Well, you know, it's not the first ticket Larry gave him that was a winner. A few years ago, he gave him one for $1,000, so he's actually giving some of the money back to his friend, and they're going to.
Well, I think so. Yeah, he's got to give them back and say, keep buying me scratchers, man. You're on a roll here.
Yeah.
Some other stories that we didn't get to. A missing dog saves a family from a house fire, then reunites with owners. His granddaughter asked for 100 Christmas lights. He puts up $1.5 million instead. And Metro Atlanta student wins a $1,000 scholarship for growing a 20-pound cabbage. So what did you do when you were away from school this winter? Boy, what great stories await you right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. Samantha Mao, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.